ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Should be working now.
Good morning,
everybody. Welcome.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
There was a little delay.
Matthew from Albuquerque on the phone.
Yeah.
Yes, guys. This is me, Matthew from Albuquerque. You're Shirley.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you,
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you, how's Brody doing? Is he doing good?
He's doing fantastic.
He's an adorable little baby boy you guys have. Adorable.
You don't know that.
You don't know him.
I've seen the pictures on Instagram on your page.
Then you do. Yeah, you know that.
Even my mom was like, "Oh, he's so adorable." I'm like, yeah, he's so cute.
Well, you know what they say.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fool me once, shame on
you.
You.
Fool me twice, shame on Mr. Rogers.
Shame on.
That's what they say.
You fool me twice, can't fool me again.
Because it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's right.
You know what? Steve-O, you're a little boy there, Brody. He could be a DJ someday, like you.
I wouldn't wish that upon him. Yeah, I
hey, you know what?
I wouldn't to, like, succeed in life.
He'll probably be just as funny as you. He'll probably be just as funny.
Nah. He's too serious.
Nobody can say he's funny.
He takes life awesome, way too though. Seriously.
He does. And he's very serious.
But the one thing he is going to probably inherit is the awesomeness.
He takes matching games really seriously.
He does.
He says, bus?
Really?
Yeah.
Bus.
I'm like, yes, it's a bus.
It's a bus, dude.
Oh, you're so smart.
Yeah.
Huh. Ooh. It's kind of like me, the business stuff, like business marketing and finance classwork. I take that stuff really seriously.
No.
Especially when I'm working in the snack bar, too, because when we're working, I have to take stuff a lot more seriously.
No.
Because I have to make sure the food's up to the right temperature. If I'm doing security, I have to watch the lines, make sure no one's taking off without paying for the food. You know, I take things a little more seriously sometimes, depending on what it is. Like, if it's academics, I take my academics very seriously.
No.
You guys know how I can prove that one?
No.
I've been on the honor roll for 5 years
straight. 5 years.
Matthew, in honor of you being on the honor roll for 5 years, what song do you want to hear?
This morning, guys, get me some. Let's see. You know what? I love this one, man. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Trusty and True with Damien Rice. I love it.
Heard it.
Gosh,
thank
so good.
Thank you, guys. Have a
Heck
great
yeah,
day.
Man. Yeah,
God,
buddy.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Go yeah, dude, Hawks. I agree with him.
Ooh.
I love Damien Rice. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, if you're waking up out there, this song sounds like it's going to be sleepy. But it's good.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait, man. Got a great show for you today.
Yeah.
I already told Matt about it.
Yeah.
It's Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now.
We've wanted to be.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hey.
Hey-o.
Today is December 3rd, 2014. The year is almost over.
Gosh.
Now it's time for some breaking news.
Break it.
The number of the day is 150. Can you guess?
150.
Has to do with the Super Bowl.
The average amount of money spent on merch.
No, that's a good guess, though. It's Super Bowl rings purchased and distributed by the NFL each year.
Oh, wow, yeah.
150!
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Because those things are ridiculously expensive.
And huge.
Yeah.
If you get punched with one of them, you're never going to feel like a winner again. In Austria, a woman purchased firewood with a lost World War II grenade unknowingly embedded in a chunk of the wood.
Whoa.
It exploded in her wood-burning stove, but the stove prevented anyone from being injured.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Stand by.
Does that mean...
Ah!
Thank you.
Okay.
Does that mean he could have survived... It reminds me of when Indiana Jones
jumped into
that thing and it blew up and it flew away. Maybe he could have lived.
Maybe he could have, guys.
Nah. That's impossible. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to bolster patriotism by now barring his top officials from smoking foreign cigarettes. No foreign cigarettes.
Okay.
Only local smokes will do. According to new research, scientists say that humans have had the metabolism to process alcohol successfully for the past 10 million years.
10 million?
10 million years.
That's a long time.
I know. For you young earthers, that means for about the last 50 years.
Yes.
Neato. Hawaii has been hit with an outbreak of a deadly pig virus. Deadly pig virus. Deadly pig. No comment?
No.
A member of the religious Mennonite community has pleaded guilty to smuggling marijuana from a drug cartel from Mexico to the United States.
Ugh.
Wow. I bet he made lots of United States dollars.
I bet he did.
He probably did. What did he spend them on? New firewood. And...
full circle.
Cloth of one fabric.
Yes.
And maybe a horse with a cart.
Maybe.
Maybe. The University of Alabama, Birmingham, has shut down its football program.
Whoa.
Roll Tide. A veteran Major League Baseball umpire has become the first to come out publicly as gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scientist James Watson is auctioning off his Nobel Prize.
Oh,
because
man.
Who cares, right? You win the Nobel Prize and then wait a few years and you're like, I'm going to auction this sucker off. You can own a piece of history.
Why would you want that?
That's stupid. I wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't want anybody else's Nobel Prize.
Anybody else's trophy,
yeah.
For that matter.
Yeah.
That'd be dumb. CBS says that unless it reaches an agreement this week with Dish Network, it will pull its programming from the satellite service.
Wow.
CBS.
That's crazy.
Do you have Dish Network?
No.
Okay. What comes on CBS?
Elementary. Chrissy watches Elementary and Person of Interest.
And there's about to be Supergirl on CBS.
Really?
Yeah. I think
and
that's
the
channel.
And they said that she could live in the same universe as Arrow and Flash.
Which is neato. Aww.
That'd be huge.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to thank everybody who runs comic books.
Yeah, thank you for running them.
For doing a good job.
Into the ground!
Not talking to you, Sony.
Not talking to you, Sony. You're a jerk. Oh, you're a jerk.
Not even you, Fox.
Forget the limited time Olive Garden pasta pass. Starbucks wants to give you drinks for life.
Mm-mm.
Until January 5th, customers can enter the Coffee Giant's It's a Wonderful Card Ultimate Giveaway. 10 customers in the U.S., 3 in Canada, and 1 in the U.K. will score the big prize, which includes a personalized 10-carat hammered gold Starbucks card.
Whoa.
Contest also features 482,000 other instant prizes, like free holiday beverages and treats. But if you're as intent on scoring lattes for life as we are, here's what you need to know.
Okay, please tell.
To enter, make a purchase at your local store using a Starbucks card or the Starbucks mobile app.
Okay.
Okay?
Which was hacked yesterday, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'll receive a unique sweepstakes code on your receipt that can be entered online at starbucks.com/play for your chance to win.
Okay. That's crazy, dude.
This is crazy.
For life.
The grand prize has an estimated value of $54,000.
It
comes engraved with the winner's name. Life, according to the contest, is 30 years.
Okay.
That's a short lifespan.
I know.
It's like Rocket Raccoon.
It's about right for me. I think that's probably about what I got.
Ah, what do I care? I got like 10 years left anyway.
You know...
The 10-karat gold card is suitable for framing, not for your wallet. Instead, a free reward will be loaded on the winner's My Starbucks Rewards gold card daily, which translates to one free beverage or food item.
That's cool, man.
Man. You can only use it once a day.
Makes sense.
One
free drink a day.
That's lame.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I mean,
gosh.
It says free Starbucks for life. You would think you could just use
be like,
it.
Hey, this card right here, guys.
I'll be back in an hour.
Are you a gold member or whatever?
No.
Gold card? Okay.
How do you get that?
You just have to spend stupid amounts of money at Starbucks.
The most expensive thing that I get at Starbucks is a red eye. Or a black eye.
Okay.
That's what I get. And that's coffee with 2 shots of espresso.
The only reason I'm a member is because I used to work there, but more so, B, when I worked at Apple,
yeah,
I was there every day. Because it was right there in Uptown.
That makes sense.
And so I was just there.
Whenever we go on tour, I go to Starbucks a lot. And that's when I'll get like one of the breakfast sandwiches, like one of the little biscuits or something.
Yeah.
That's about, I mean, even if I did that, I could only get one of them.
Every day, though. Every day. You'd be set every day. I know Chrissy is going to definitely want to enter.
Well, she better get on it.
She probably already has.
She better. I wonder if that's why I got hacked yesterday. Somebody was trying to get the winning code or whatever.
She, she immediately said, check our bank account. Because a friend on Facebook was hacked and they took eight $100 transactions.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it was through the Starbucks card, I think.
Okay, see, we don't have a Starbucks card.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap, y'all. Oh, snap. Somebody has done this.
That's how you become like a gold member.
That's why you just be like me and get your bottle of Cavassier. We're going to sit down. We're going to have a good time. You here with me, the ladies man.
I love the ladies man.
Women can get a little crazy when they're in love.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes they'll fake being pregnant.
Oh, gosh.
What if Dawn's faking being pregnant?
And she just kind of let herself go?
She just let herself go. And when she says the baby's kicking, she's really just farting. We know that from soap operas and the news, believe it or not, but few take it as far as Charmaine Wilson did. Hey, Charmaine, let's talk about what's going on with you today, all right. Wilson, who lives in Wales, fell madly in love with a one-night stand.
Oh,
in order to keep up a connection with her drunk one-night Romeo, Wilson concocted an epic story of pregnancy, one that involved multiple lies spread over multiple months. And it even involved a real child. Once Wilson hooked up with Liam Griffiths, she was totally smitten and devastated that he wanted nothing more to do with her. One day, while working at a hospital, while she was a nurse, she was carrying her friend's 2-year-old and saw Griffiths, who was visiting his grandfather there. She promptly told him the toddler she held in her arms was his. In order to prove it, she forged a birth certificate and also managed to produce fake DNA test results to prove that the baby boy was Griffith's son. As a nurse, Wilson was able to get a hold of these documents. His family was thrilled and showered Wilson and her son with gifts. They were even about to build the toddler a home that he could live in with his dad. But the baby fraud came crumbling down 6 months later thanks to Facebook when a real relative of the baby spotted him in a picture with Griffiths, who was proudly showing off his son. The person demanded to know why he was claiming that his cousin was his or Griffiths' son, and then contacted the toddler's real mother, who confirmed it was indeed her son, not Crazy Wilson's. Griffiths was devastated to lose the son he never had.
But baby, we can start now.
We need to. Why aren't
we
playing?
We can start now.
We need to play the. And now we will reenact this story.
Oh no!
I will be the man, as
why
always.
Why am I always
and Steve-o,
the woman
whose eyes still hurt from getting his eyebrows threaded? Will be the woman. Let's do it.
John.
No, it's Liam.
Liam.
Yes. Yes, Charmaine.
This your baby.
That's not my baby.
This your baby.
Show me the DNA test results and I'll believe you.
Why, here they are.
Oh, Maury. No, Maury. No. Oh.
I'm Charmaine.
That's your baby, dog. That's your baby, dog.
Oh, I'll take care of it.
Now, the problem here is she said that
Dr.
this
Phil?
Is your baby. And yes, obviously, these are the types of shows that I like to have. So, Charmaine, tell Liam how you feel now.
I just love him so much. And this is baby. He need to take care of him, baby.
I want to be a good man. Yeah. I don't want to leave the baby alone.
Hey, wait, that's my cousin. That ain't your baby.
What?
Oh, no, don't listen to him. This is your baby.
Hang on, I brought in my own expert.
Yeah, it's me again. The ladies, man. Now, this lady over here say, this your baby, Liam.
Yeah?
Is it really your baby?
I think so. She said it was. She had DNA test results.
It's your baby. It's your baby.
Yeah, no, girl. That's not your baby. Here, we got the real father over here, or the real mother. Come on up, lady.
Hi,
my name is Shronda, and that's my baby, and oh. I am so upset at what's going on.
Shronda, you said you wouldn't ruin this for me.
No, Charmaine. I got on Facebook, and I saw what you were doing, and it made me so mad that I'm upset. I started sweating, and I was like, look, you either leave me alone, or you ask me out, you creeper. I'm so sick of this.
Now, Shronda, we promised we wouldn't tell people that this was really our baby.
Oh, no, that's the twist in this story. Y'all, come on now. Let's all settle down. Let's all just chill out and hang out. We got my boy Doug in the other room. Doug, Shronda, what do you have to say? Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe it. I have, like, 31 Instagram likes on this photo, and I am upset that it's not 34. I've got an average of 34.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And scene?
That's it.
Okay, good.
50-year-old Caleb Wald of Hamilton, Ontario, has pleaded guilty to failing to notify police that her husband had died. She was sentenced on Monday to probation and counseling after lawyers say she left her husband, Peter Wade Wald, in bed for 6 months.
Whoa!
After he passed away in March of 2013. Peter Wall died of what authorities say were natural causes after he suffered a foot infection linked to his diabetes.
Oh my God!
Caleb Wald sealed up their bedroom to prevent the odor of decay from bothering the rest of the household, which included 5 of the couple's 6 children as well as other adults. The entire family was very active in Christian street ministry and outreach, and Caleb apparently believed he would come back from the dead if she prayed hard enough. Just when you think we're not a bunch of wackos, booyah! Them crazy born-agains being stupid all over again every day.
Man!
Every day. If you're calling right now, we're not going to answer because it's breaking news.
But Doug answered.
Doug, you tell him what's up. You tell him, Doug.
Tell him what's up, Doug.
Tell him to shut up. Nah, don't tell him that. Just say, be quiet nicely. Be quiet nicely. Well, now I'm interested in who called. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
A teddy bear collector preparing to move from Britain to Hong Kong is putting his $157,000 collection of vintage Steiff bears up for auction.
What is a Steiff bear?
I guess it's some specific kind of... Jenna Pang, who named all of the bears in his collection, said the 32 vintage bears from German manufacturer Steiff will be auctioned December 24th. The auctioneer said that the collection is expected to sell for up to $157,000. The vintage collection, which Pang has been amassing since 2002, includes a 1904 bear considered to be the first teddy bear sold to the public.
Gosh.
Similar bears have sold for more than $7,000 in previous auctions.
That's crazy.
If you have a Steiff bear out there, you better get on it, dumb. You dumb person. What are you doing? Hey.
Yeah.
If you're vertically challenged, a new study from the University of Hawaii finds that shorter men are proven to have longer lives.
That's cool.
The study of more than 8,000 American men found that taller men had increased chances of cancers and risk for elevated blood insulin levels.
Elevated?
The study also showed that the longevity gene called FOXO3, which is not a TV station, which leads to a smaller body size during early development and a longer lifespan, are more prominent in shorter men whose height ranges from 5'2" and below.
Oh, dang it.
Part of the reason they last longer is because, you know, there's fewer things that can hit them in the head.
Right.
Because they're just ducking.
Kelly and Mitch are going to live forever.
Never going to die. You're never going to die, Kelly. Ever. 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 A menu
you
that
Tom
can...
Cruise.
Hey, a menu can read your mind.
No way!
Pizza Hut claims it's got one. The menu appears on a special tablet computer and tracks your eye movements as you browse over 20 different toppings. After just a few seconds, it decides what you want. Creepy? Maybe.
That's
but Pizza
crazy.
Hut says it's just trying to help.
I would love to try that.
It's currently in testing phase at 300 Pizza Hut locations in the United Kingdom.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I don't know if that makes me comfortable, but I'm usually not comfortable.
Yeah.
Lots of gas. Police in Alabama were able to recover a stolen cash register not long after a man took it from a Pizza Hut through the restaurant's drive-thru window. The register was attached to a computer, but the man wrenched it free. Cash register was later found behind a bus on the property of a church. That's what I'm talking about.
Man.
Just drop it off at the church, man. And finally, in Texas, a guy walked into a convenience store with the intention of robbing it. Not having a suitable disguise, he simply placed his football helmet on his head before entering, which might have worked out, except that his name was on his football helmet.
Oh.
And now you know the rest of the story. Good day? Let's look at traffic. Nothing's going on right now. Construction I-25 in Paseo. Eastbound on Paseo on the eastern side of I-25 is down to about 13 miles an hour. Probably has to do with the construction. And it's road construction. Roadway reduced to 2 lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Your favorite piece of construction in the city. That's right.
For sure-sies.
That's your look at traffic. Now it's time to do something even better than you've done all morning. Even if you live in Eastern time zone.
Ooh, what?
We got you beat.
Oh, snap. Birthdays with Doug!
Oh, yeah, Doug!
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys.
Was that an interesting phone call?
They were just asking if that was from an episode of South Park.
No.
The skit.
All of our stuff is.
It's called improv.
We improv everything. We watch tons of other shows and just copy what they do.
Yes.
That's what I told them.
Nice.
Said they didn't believe me.
That's okay.
They underestimate.
I shaved my mustache off, Doug.
I noticed that.
I shaved it.
Faithful. I was very upset.
I had to do it. I got sick of it. Tim Skipper sent me a video on the proper way to shave your mustache, and it was funny.
Today, December 3rd, 2014, day 337. There are 28 days remaining in the year. First up this morning.
Yes?
Wait for it.
Okay.
Oh, snap, Montel Jordan!
Yes, it is.
This is how we do it. La, la, la,
I have a friend that did this for karaoke.
Yeah?
How we do it.
How did you?
It was all right.
What?
It was great.
It was so great!
It was Steve-O. Everybody.
I mean,
this is how we do it.
What? Oh! I got this.
All right.
He's got it. This is how we do it. Go! This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
We can't do this.
Yep.
It's Friday night.
Come on, man. Yeah. Sing about your life. Just be authentic.
I wish I could.
Okay.
The party's here on the west side.
On the west side.
So I reach for my party and I guzzle up.
Yeah.
Man, blah, 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 blah.
I can't do it.
Listen to this rap song.
He's, you know he's a believer now?
Yeah.
He's like a believer and like a pastor dude, and I'm not even joking.
Huh. This is how we do it. Bow your head.
I wonder if he's ever really like reworked his own song.
Made it Christian.
Yeah.
Okay. Montel Jordan. 45.
Oh, wait. Once upon a time in 94, Montel made no money.
Yeah.
So that was 94, all right? So that means, you know, he had to be like, what, 18 maybe in 94?
He's also got to get his in a big black truck.
Yeah.
Dang, dude, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So if he was like, say, 18 when he made no money, that was 20 years ago.
This is how we do it.
I'm going to say he's 38, guys.
He is 46 years old today.
Oh. Ooh. Drums.
He was she started in the Lost old. World.
26 years old when he
Jeff
made Goldberg?
The
money.
Nope, she.
Oh, Julianne Moore.
Yes.
Booyah.
We just watched that over the holiday weekend.
Oh, this is from The Lost World. Yeah. Okay.
Blech.
Julian, it's a lesser movie.
It's so not as good. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot Vince Vaughn was in it.
Yeah, but and there are some cool scenes.
There
it's just
cool
the
scenes.
Whole thing with the girl.
Lame. Especially the here comes a velociraptor. I better gymnastics his face.
Mm-hmm.
That was the dumbest scene.
Yeah, that was dumb. Also, the one thing that worries me about Jurassic World, the one thing, is there's the kids. In the movie. I understand they have to include them, and I trust the director. If you guys haven't seen a movie called Safety Not Guaranteed, it's on Netflix.
Mm.
That's by Colin Trevorrow. He directed that movie. Watch that, and you'll have more faith in the
this
new
director.
Jurassic World. It's so good. Now, I think it's rated R, so if you're a kid, don't watch it.
If you're a kid, don't do that. Don't do that, kid.
But if you're an adult...
Come on, it's the kid from Iron Man 3. He was great.
He was great in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
We think Iron Man 3 was awesome.
It was awesome.
Anyway.
Hear me, Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan.
Ethan who?
Hall.
Yeah,
hated Ethan it. Hall. I thought you were going to say Ethan Luck. I was like, maybe we have to defer.
Julianne Moore is 50.
She is 49.
She is 54 years old today.
Nice.
Next up.
The Olympics.
No.
Oh.
He was in films such as George of the Jungle, Encino Man.
Brendan Fraser.
Yes.
Yeah.
And The Mummy.
And Blast from the Past. I liked Blast from the Past.
Never saw it.
And the one with what's-her-face in it, where she's the devil.
Oh, Bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Also the saddest episode of Scrubs, but one of the best ever.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay, Brendan Fraser. He looks weird now. Have you seen pictures of him now?
Uh-uh.
I gotta look this up. All right, let's guess how old he is.
46.
He is 51.
He is 46 years old
today.
Yeah! He and Montel Jordan were born on the same day.
Look how weird he looks now.
Okay.
Look, kind of balding and got a lot of face weight. In this
Why
picture,
do I know this song?
He's got my hair cut.
She started at the age of 15. She was in shows such as the World Turns and All My Children. And then in 2004, she made her film debut in a little movie called Mean Girls.
Oh. Lindsay Lohan?
Nope. She had ESPN.
Oh, Amanda Seyfried.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got ESPN. She always knew when it was raining.
Yeah.
She always knew.
Oh, man. Did you ever see In Time with Timberlake?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it was decent.
You know that scene where the car wrecks and it looks like they just threw a Hot Wheel? Really dumb.
Yeah.
But she was in Les Mis. She was in the terrible movie known as 1 Million Ways to Die in the West, which
Veronica
was
Mars.
Awful. Do what?
She was in Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars.
Jennifer's Body, Mamma Mia. Dear John, Letters to Juliet, Red Riding Hood.
There's another movie coming out soon that she's in.
Ted 2.
She's in Ted 2?
Yeah.
Nice. Is this her singing? Or is this from Mean Girls?
34.
31.
29 years old.
Okay.
And the final birthday this morning.
That's it? Dang, dude.
Ozzy.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, man. He doesn't know how old he is. How are we supposed to know?
Yeah, for real.
He's hundreds of years old.
He is. It's Ozzy's birthday. Ozzy is 66.
72.
Ozzy is indeed 66 years old today.
Good job.
Hey, man, I'm just on it. I know my Brendan Fraser and Ozzy's.
All right, on to dates.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
It was Brendan Fraser, after all.
Yeah.
Is this Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman?
Yes. On this day in what year? The Lewis and Clark Expedition.
Nice.
Its exploration from the Missouri River overland to the Columbia River on a pine tree.
Now, who are they?
It was Terry Hatcher,
like, Native Americans,
and
no!
Dean Cain.
No, not Lewis. Lewis and Clark.
So there was
Lewis
the
and
Louisiana
Clark.
Purchase,
yeah,
and
dude.
They said, hey, you guys go out there and you just go check out all this land we just bought.
I'm from Texas. If it wasn't the Alamo, we didn't care.
Come on. Come on about it.
Like, Louisiana, that's dirty.
That's true.
We stay west.
Pretty impressed with myself that I've remembered this show.
Yeah, that's
that
great.
It started and memories went boom when we used to watch it.
Never seen a single episode. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was fun. This show was fun because Dean Cain was Clark Kent and he was off in the city and his parents, both Pa and Ma Kent, were alive.
Oh, okay.
And they would call him and they would both talk to him on the phone. So anytime that happens with my parents where I'm talking to both of them, that's what I think of.
That's
I'm
cool.
Like, I'm just like Clark Kent right now. Oh, Terry Hatcher.
Lewis and Clark and 1492 said so they sell the ocean blue.
No.
No?
I don't. Well, gosh, I'm upset. Louisiana Purchase, you said?
Yeah.
Right around the same time? 1763.
1805.
Dang it. Man.
On this day in what year? Illinois became the 21st U.S. state.
Ooh. Well, when was Louisiana a state?
We need to call up our friend Obama.
Yeah.
Well, the Louisiana Purchase wasn't just the state of Louisiana.
No, it was when they became the state of Louisiana. It was, we bought it from Mexico.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call Jack Shelley, and he's going to set you straight.
Am I right or am I right?
What's funny to me about it is Louisiana is such a small state, but if you go back and look at the Louisiana Purchase, it was most of the continental U.S.
Really?
It was huge. Yeah. Look at this. Let me show you this.
No.
I want you to learn something today. Do you know or are you just kidding?
I totally know, guys.
Oh, you don't know. All right, Louisiana became a state.
No, Illinois. Chicago.
Okay. Gosh, I don't know. Look, that's the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, wow. Is it because it was shaped like Louisiana?
Purchase? It included Louisiana, but then it went, boah!
That's cool.
We didn't even get to keep a lot of this.
Illinois. We bought Illinois during that time, so 1843.
1802.
1818.
Ah! That's right after Mississippi.
Mm. On this day, what year in Cincinnati, Ohio, 11 fans were killed during a stampede for seats before a Who concert at Riverfront Coliseum.
Wow. I mean, it is the Who.
True.
I'm not sure, but I think Dan Patrick was there.
Really?
Yeah, because I've heard him talk about this before.
74.
72.
79.
Ah!
On this day in what year? ABC's Nightline aired Madonna's Justify My Love video a week after MTV had banned it.
Yeah, dude. She's still making headlines. Did you see yesterday?
Mm-mm.
After the whole Kim Kardashian thing?
What happened?
She's posing for a magazine.
Oh, man, Madonna is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was all over Yahoo yesterday. I was like, why, Yahoo? Why?
This is not a Yahoo
Thankfully,
moment.
Not the photos, just like the article.
Yeah, it's good. Even Yahoo was like, we can't do this.
No.
We cannot cross this
1989.
Bridge.
1991.
1990.
Dang it!
All right, and the number one song today. If I can find it. There it is.
Oh, Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire!
Yep.
Booyah! I love this song!
1988.
Let me think. I remember seeing this video as a kid.
Yep.
That's a really good guess.
1989 is...
Yeah!
Correct.
Dang it!
Today...
I was right there.
The Rockefeller Center tree lighting happens. It's Roof Over Your Head Day, a day of appreciation for the things we have, starting with the roof over your head.
Woo!
And it is Peppermint Latte Day.
Ooh, that sounds good. I may have to do that.
That does sound good.
That does.
I'm gonna get me a fancy drink today, y'all. I just feel so fancy when I woke up this morning. I was like, whoa, look at this guy in the mirror. Don't got a mustache no more.
I'm so mad you don't have your mustache.
Good. I'm glad you're mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you're mad again. Roll Tide. You know what I'm saying.
It's Wednesday. We got a great show. Shock Therapy Live coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, right? Nate coming in? Yeah. 8 o'clock hour, of course, Comics Corner. 7 o'clock hour, we got to talk about Germany considering outlawing some things that employers can do to employees.
And we've got so much comic book movie news.
Oh, man.
Baffling amounts of it.
Big day.
Baffling.
We'll get to all that and more after the break.
Oh, snap, y'all.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Yeah.
Because there's one song I think of.
Summertime.
Right now. It's DJ
it's
Jazzy
really
Jeff
cold.
And the Fresh Prince Summertime.
That's right.
It's because it's how I'm feeling after this latte, yo.
Ayo.
What?
What?
Oh, welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Guys, it is winter.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I hit the wrong button.
What were you looking for?
This one.
Ah.
They're right next to each other. But summertime's cool, too.
I love summertime.
Oh, man.
You know what? We should take a quick look at traffic because there's an accident to report.
Oh, no, y'all! We'll take a look at traffic then.
All right, ladies and gents, I'm going to refresh real quick so we can make sure things are cool. Yeah, okay. We have an accident reported at University Boulevard and Manal. Happened at about 7:04. So about 15 minutes ago, I guess. Be careful. Again, accident reported University Boulevard at Manal Boulevard. Also, we have construction I-25 in Paseo. And Paseo eastbound to the west of that construction is starting to get a little stacked. A little bit of congestion right around Jefferson Street. Also, Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard southwest. That roadway is reduced to 2 lanes because of construction. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by SoPo. Oh. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus.
Good game.
Phone number is 505-338-3669. Ask for Annie. She makes the best dirty chai.
That's right.
It's going to be good.
She's got a blank space, baby. She'll make your coffee drink.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey.
I was reading an article that we have got to talk about because
Let's
here in America, we work hard.
Yeah, we do.
We work hard for money.
That's funny. I started singing that in my brain immediately.
We should have that in the system.
Sorry. Here. Well, we're talking about Germany.
Nine
so I
to five.
What now?
That's the one.
Germans refer to close of business as Feierabend.
Feierabend.
Feierabend! Which literally translated means something like party night.
Party night!
Which literally translated means something like party night.
Yeah.
So that's
Feierabend!
It's actually not literally.
It's perfectly literal.
Yeah. Apparently now some people in Germany want to impose a work communications blackout during Feierabend.
Feierabend!
It's a sacred time in Germany. Germany already mandates a ton of labor policies, including, I don't know if I want to share this because then I'm going to get sad and want to move to Germany. 24 paid vacation days, plus holidays, and 14 weeks of paid maternity leave.
Whoa!
14 weeks!
A paid maternity leave. Good grief.
Recently, they proposed this no-work communications after-hours regulation. Basically, it would forbid your employers from contacting employees via email or phone calls past scheduled working hours.
Interesting. So don't work with your friends.
I guess not. Hans Pauli.
Hans Pauli.
I need the German music. I need to bring
the
German.
Back.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Got a terrible.
He's the health and safety expert for the Federation of German Trades Union, the FGTU.
Ayo.
He suggests that contacting workers after hours crosses a sacrosanct line in Germany between work and leisure. Yeah?
It's time for the leisure.
He said that in an interview with NPR. The German labor minister, Andrea Niles, reportedly calling for an anti-stress regulation. This is real life! So apparently these policies, like this one being considered in Germany, end up hurting workers in contrast to the stated intentions.
Okay.
Because could you imagine, what if somebody called in sick? An employer wouldn't be, it'd be illegal for an employer to contact another employee to tell them, hey, we need, is there any way you could come in earlier? Is there any way you can help with this?
Maybe that'd be an exception.
Because you're not allowed, but that goes against the rules. According to this policy, a work communications blackout. That's what they're going for.
Interesting.
Yeah, no work communications after hours regulation. That's a mouthful. Basically forbidding employers from contacting their employees via email or phone call. If they're not at work. Now, so they say this, a no-work communications after-hours policy could harm parents in particular. Work policies are exactly the wrong medicine for improving work-life balance. Many parents value being able to leave the office some afternoons to see their kid's soccer game. Don't mind making up for lost time, say, after dinner, for example. This in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
These arrangements would get harder to come by. Because if this is your imposed schedule time and there's to be no communication outside of that time, What happens if you want to take like a half day and come back later?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Feierabend!
It's happening in Germany, y'all! They work so hard,
Okay. Man. Yeah, this seems like it could be.
I don't know how I feel about this. I would, you know, DJ Bossman Dan, that's our boss. What if he wasn't allowed to call us or email us during non-work hours?
Yeah.
Technically,
he would
as the
be
program
stuck.
Director, I'm like upper middle minor management.
Upper middle minor management.
Right?
Yeah.
Assistant two?
Assistant two to regional manager.
And that means I couldn't call you guys.
Dang it.
Oh.
Speaking of not being able to call.
This is good. I like
what's
this.
What's it sound like?
Phone lines are down, guys.
Phone lines are down again. Cool. We've imposed it.
Oh, they're back.
What?
They're back up.
What is happening?
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Question of the day.
Yeah.
Germany is considering outlawing employers from emailing or calling their employees during non-work hours. If you could implement one rule at your place of business,
yeah,
at your place of employment, what work rule would you implement?
Implement one rule or policy?
If you could have... I would love... I have to think about this now.
Ooh.
I was about to say something, and I'm like, well, no, can't say that. Because I was going to say, I would want music on, like, regularly. But we're a radio station.
Yeah, so we got that on lock, buddy.
So that...
We got that on lock.
But I mean, like... No.
What?
I was going to say good music.
Good music. Good music. Like... We would switch the station to 102.9.
Like, we would just... That's not what I meant, though.
Yeah, I've seen your radio dial.
Yeah.
In your car. I know what's up.
I love static. Shut up.
I still don't know why Caleb's on your radio dial.
Stop it! I really... Guys, it's really on my dial.
It is.
Because at sometimes, at some point during
not
the
me.
Day...
Nope.
Come on.
Boycott.
There's time, man. There's a season.
Is there?
Season for everything.
Season for everything, man. That's a dark season. It's the fall. The winter. The Feierabend.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
A
static.
Total
blackout.
Oh, the phone lines are down again.
Oh, man.
They went out again. You know what, guys?
Our phone lines are going
frustrating.
In and out.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. Take part in our question of the day. It's posted. Germany's trying to outlaw employers emailing employees after work hours. You can also chime in on that. Good idea, bad idea. Let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning!
You're playing a lot of summertime songs.
You know,
are you
I normally
cold?
Drink an iced Americano.
Oh, so
for
you're
breakfast,
hot. You're hot on the inside.
And I'm rocking a hot, dirty chai today from
dirty
Solomon's
chai.
Porch.
Yeah, you are.
So maybe it's just like this... Warmth inside me feels like summer.
Maybe so.
Which makes no sense at all because normally I drink an iced Americano.
Right.
So that should feel like summer.
That's true.
Anyways.
It
is Wednesday, which means Comics Corner and Shock Therapy Live coming up. If the phone lines are working. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you're just joining us. Question of the day is posted.
It's posted. We had a comment, and then that comment disappeared.
Oh, good.
So I don't know what he said.
Much like our phone lines.
Yeah. Our phone lines keep going in and out. So if you want to comment, call right now because
right
they're working.
Now.
But a company in Germany is considering banning emails to employees after work. Some people are saying it's a good thing. Some people are saying it could backfire and lead to fewer jobs for Germans. So we're wondering... If you could implement one rule or policy at your job, what would that be?
Man, over this holiday weekend, I had to discipline myself not to check my email that much.
Yeah?
Because I'm constantly checking my email on my phone. And I get emails regularly, you know, here at work. And there have been some important things that I've just kind of, whoop!
Yeah.
Because I'll get it on, say, a Friday afternoon, and by Monday, I've completely forgotten about it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, crap, I need to start marking these as unread or start... try not to read my work email at home, but I'm always on my work email anyway, so...
You need to make a folder called Read Again Monday.
Ooh, I like
that.
And
then you can just put them into the Read Again Monday folder.
That's a good idea.
And get in the habit of checking it.
The This Is Important stupid
This
folder.
Is important. Read it again, idiot.
Yeah,
the I like idiot that. Folder.
Yeah, in Germany, they're considering outlawing employers emailing employees after work hours. There's a lot of crazy mandates... already implemented in Germany. Labor policies. Minimum of 24 paid vacation days plus holidays. 14 weeks of paid maternity leave. Woo, 14 weeks, man. Yeah, the recently proposed
that's
no work communications
weeks.
After hours regulation. Yeah.
Gosh, that's 3 months, 3.5 months?
Yeah.
Woo! Make that happen in America.
It would forbid employers from contacting their employees via email or telephone calls past their scheduled working hours.
Rawr.
And people are 50-50. There are some businesses that already do this. In fact, Volkswagen. They actually turn off their email servers after business hours.
Nice.
Just shut it down, which is pretty cool. But when they asked people on the streets about this, a mere 4% of employees strongly objected to reading their work email after hours or on the weekends. Most people actually found it helpful to be able to combine leisure time and work thanks to their email. So, like I said, Volkswagen, they pulled the plug. But I don't know. I check my work email at home. Do you have yours on your phone?
Yeah, I do.
You check it?
The email. I don't really get a lot of emails.
Yeah.
I used to. But here's my thing. Like, I came into this game with a completely different mindset because when you're in a band, you're kind of constantly working.
Right.
You know, because
you're
I
remember working it, girl.
When I came in and I started doing Facebook, and then it'd be like, hey, you need to post something because I kind of do the social media stuff
for
the station. And they said, hey, you need to post something. I mean, you don't have to do it now. Like, you can wait until tomorrow. And I was like, it takes 3 seconds.
Right.
You know, but that's because I was used to like, oh man, we're launching something at midnight on Waverly's MySpace or whatever. So we got to be ready and I'm checking comments and tracking things and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like the whole, it's weird because it's work, but I don't really consider email. I don't consider like any of that crap work.
Yeah.
You know,
it's interesting. Of course, again, this is in Germany, not America. But they're considering outlawing employers from emailing their employees. We posted it as the question of the day. We've also linked to the article there if you want to check it out, read it for yourself.
Yeah.
Or we had the good question of the day.
Yeah, because I want to know, this seems like it's a rule.
Yeah.
I want to know what people would implement at their jobs. Like Bill Peterson says, a nap zone.
Ooh, nap zone.
A nap zone. I know a few geriatrics that would be stoked
have
about
to be,
that.
Yeah, but there'd have to be like two nap zones, and it'd have to be like the restroom where it's like men.
See,
and
he's
women
used to
nap zones.
Things being zoned off because he's from Detroit.
Yeah.
So there's like a safe zone and a war zone. He's used to that. There's there's probably a nap zone.
Yeah.
There. TJ says mandatory tips from customers.
Ooh. That's interesting. I wonder
how are you going to require a tip? Because a tip's like a reward for a good job.
Right.
And that's
the thing, because when I worked at the Bucks, we had the tip jar. Man, but that was very helpful to us. You know, week's end when it was like, all right, or day's end. I can't even remember if it was day or week. It was like, dang, dude, tips this much. And so instead of making like $7 an hour at the time, it was like, oh, I was closer to like 10 an hour.
Heyo.
Right on.
Well, I thrived on tips when I was a pizza delivery driver.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't always get a tip. Sometimes you drive clear across town. Now, granted, I was in Boonville, Mississippi, so it wasn't like Albuquerque.
Yeah.
But imagine, so Boonville was a small town. So there was like one Pizza Hut to service the entire town. But here, I'm sure it's like in other cities where it's kind of zoned off.
Right.
Like Bill's nap zone. And so you serve your zone there. But I thrived on tips. And sometimes you would drive, you know, miles and miles and miles and try to get there as fast as you could and be prompt and you wouldn't get a tip.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, okay. But then other people would give you better tips.
So to make up for it.
Man, pizza delivery driver, if you're in college right now and you need a job, I'm telling you, that is the job. You make so much money. You really do.
Yeah, like, but you're destroying your card.
Yeah, but Dave Ramsey even says,
yeah,
he says if you're going to get a side job, pizza delivery is a really good one. Because you end up averaging between $10 and $15 an hour, no matter what. Good.
Why are we here?
I don't know.
We should just be.
And I really would. Like, it would always be around $15 an hour.
Gosh!
Because you get paid hourly, you get paid by the mile, and you make tip money.
What are we doing here?
Having fun. We get paid to talk about nonsense for hours.
Yeah, but we can be pizza delivery guys and podcasting at the same time.
Hey, Doug does a podcast.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Hey, Doug has a Driving with Doug podcast.
What?
It's PG-13.
Oh.
Yeah, my boy.
Partial nudity.
It's cool. Lots of nudity. Brief nudity. Partially. But it's pretty fun.
505-338-3700, the phone number. If you could implement one rule at your place of employment, what would it be?
Kyra says she would like a wellness hour complete with a small gym and a shower.
Ooh.
And it rhymes. She does that all the time.
Gosh. That's a really cool idea,
that
actually.
Is a good idea.
I still love, we had a mini gym here way back in the day. Now it's like, you know where the video area?
Yeah.
It used to be a gym.
I remember the basketball court.
Yeah, there was a basketball court inside. We would go play basketball every day.
Every time Waverly would come through, Coon would go play with Yo.
Yeah.
They would
Yo
play
was
a game of
constantly
basketball.
Playing basketball. And it was like, yes. And I would do that because it was here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. Wellness
Well,
hour.
A lot of government jobs offer, like, you get a time of, you get like an hour allotted for health wellness.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a break, like you can take a break to
but
do
who
that.
Who wants to drive to the gym, am I right? We need one on site.
Well, if you was a real athlete, you'd run to the gym. Or you'd back to the gym, that's what I know.
338-3700, the phone number. Germany is considering outlawing employers from emailing their employees after work hours. No more phone calls, no more emails after work hours. I wonder if you can flip it. Like, reverse it to where employees can't call employers.
Mm.
You know, my wife is,
okay.
Like, the
comment,
boss.
Yeah, the comment that disappeared said something like that.
Oh, okay.
It said, I wonder, and I don't know why he deleted his comment. Mark Lopez.
Because it's true. You know, it could be 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and Chrissy's getting a text that's like, hey,
yeah,
I'm sick.
Yeah,
I can't come in. My bad, dog.
And then she's trying to find, like, substitute teachers and what, you know. So how would that work for schools?
Yeah.
Because that's after hours or not during business hours. How do you get a substitute teacher in to fill in for said teacher if you can't contact them during?
I'm kind of confused about this.
Interesting rule.
Because this says, it says total communication blackout in the article, but then it says email in the subject.
Huh.
Or in the title. So does it just mean email? Because, I mean, that's no big deal.
Yeah,
just turn your email off. Who
right.
cares about email? Whatever.
Right.
I've got mine set on my phone to where it checks like hourly.
Oh, okay.
So I'll wake up in the morning and have like 20-something emails.
Yeah.
Because it just goes, bing.
See, in mine, I have to do it manually. So I'll just like refresh.
All right, and it's all overstock.com or Groupon or whatever.
Isn't it ridiculous? I'm like, wow, 15 emails. And over the weekend, I got hundreds. And they were all Black Friday or
Black
Cyber
Friday,
Monday.
Cyber Monday. And now I know.
I got like two real emails.
I know that I don't have to shop on those days because every sale gets extended.
Yeah.
Every sale.
Every day.
Time extension.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in. Question of the day, if there's one rule you could implement at your place of employment, what would it be? Or B, is this a good idea? Germany's trying to outlaw employers contacting their employees after business hours.
Did that person call and hang up? Or did the phones quit working?
The phone crapped out. It's good, man.
Man.
Phone lines are up, then they're down. They're hot, then they're cold.
They're hot,
they're
then
yes,
they're cold.
And they're
yes,
no.
Yes, then you're no.
Gosh, dude,
in
come
and
on.
You're about making me doubt.
I'm just
one
saying.
Time.
Just once.
Well,
like
here's
something
one,
to work.
Here's one thing.
Yeah.
A no communications after hours policy could harm parents in particular. This is coming from the article on the Daily Signal. Rigid, inflexible work policies are exactly the wrong medicine for improving work-life balance because many parents value being able to leave the office some afternoons to see their kids' soccer game or what have you and don't mind making up for lost work time after dinner, for example. Such arrangements would get harder to come by if there was like a set, you know, no, you can't communicate.
This is the time where you are working.
That would be tough. And I totally get that. Like, maybe your kid has a game at like 2 in the afternoon, so you leave work and then you come back and work a little late.
Man, I don't know. Bad idea. I think it's a bad idea.
I think it could be a bad idea.
So, good job, Germany. They're trying.
Come on,
they're
Germany. Trying. Germany.
We got to take a quick break. Question of the day is posted Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, we got Comics Kona.
Hey, yo!
We're going to talk all things Flash, Arrow, Crossover, S.H.I.E.L.D., and latest comic books, news, reviews, and films. A lot going on right now.
Yep.
So we'll get to that coming up. Right after a short break. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Careful traffic.
Let's take a look at traffic. What you say about it? Right now, no accidents to report that are showing up on our map. If you see something and we don't talk about it, feel free to call in if you can get through because the phone lines have been messing up all morning.
Booyah!
There's construction at I-25 in Paseo. Paseo eastbound before you get to the intersection of Jefferson or I-25 itself. It's pretty stacked up down to like 26 miles an hour. There's a lot of congestion over at Alameda and Coors. And then we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard as Leta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic because nothing's going on.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports 4001, Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvin campus.
Ayo.
Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And I am excited.
You are.
Yeah, you know, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Shock Therapy Live. There's plenty of time to get your email questions in. studio@mystaticradio.com. Pastor Nate Heitz is going to be joining us in studio this morning. We've got a couple email questions already, but we need more.
We do.
So email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. I promise if it's we got a few really great deep email questions this morning. Both will be anonymous, as tends to be the case with Shock Therapy Live. So we promise we will respect your privacy.
Your privacy.
We just love to hang out and help in any way we can. So
if we can.
That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Shock Therapy Live. Coming up right now, our favorite segment of the week.
Comics Corner.
Booyah.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, Comics Corner.
Doug is a girl.
I brought it back. Welcome to Comics Corner. Someday we'll remember the lyrics.
Doug.
Steve O'Mateo.
Hey,
welcoming you to our favorite segment.
This is where we get to. We get to wax all poetic nerd style. Talk about comic books,
nerd style,
and
like
entertainment
that.
News related to comic books. Therein that which of, or whatever.
Okay, this is ridiculous. I was trying to get like Marvel.
Hey, it was a weird week for me because I didn't have one thing come in for me at all this week. Nothing.
Nothing.
None of my books came in, so I picked Superior Iron Man number 2 up, which came out last week, and I also read Thanos versus Hulk, and that was it. All I read.
Even though it was a light week for me, I got like 3 of my favorite books.
You did,
so it was different. We were flipping it in reverse.
Yeah, because usually I get like last week I got almost all of the books that I get.
Yep.
And I had to read, but this week was not so much.
A lot of news in comic books. We should kick it off with some entertainment.
We should, because lots is going
on. Man, yesterday, the Arrow Flash crossover event kicked off. I gotta say, man, if you're not watching The Flash,
what are you doing?
I don't care if you're like a comic book nerd or not, or if you just love fun television. Mm-hmm. The Flash has got to be one of the best shows on TV.
I'm really enjoying it.
It's so much fun, and week in and week out, I absolutely love Tuesday nights going, all right, Gita boys, and we all sit on the couch together and watch this show as a family, and it's a lot of fun, man. It's really cool. It's always got a great moral to the story, and it's just one of those more wholesome comic book shows because everything's like darker and cooler. And this isn't. This is just fun. I really enjoy it.
It's like it's the most comic booky.
It reminds us of what Spider-Man would have been like.
It should have been.
If it were a television series.
Especially last week's episode with Blackout.
Oh.
It was like they said, hey, let's make fun of Spider-Man 2.
And just do a better job.
And they did.
Yeah, they did.
And it was sad.
So, last night kicked off a two-night event with the Flash and Arrow TV shows crossing over with each other. And I was nerding out because it was just cool to see all the actors on screen together.
It was fun.
And it reminded me of something. Stephen Amell, who plays the Arrow, you know, a lot of news is flying out there for DC and Marvel and films coming up, and everybody's like trying to beat the other person in news, and they were announcing new movies, and they're gonna do Flash on the big screen.
Yeah,
but it's not gonna be Grant
Gustin.
Yeah,
which stings.
And Stephen Amell, who plays Arrow, had some words about that. He was kind of bummed. But then he started talking about what they do on a television show versus a movie, because they asked if there would ever be a Arrow movie.
Yeah.
And he said, man, we work hard, like, year-round for 22 full episodes, and that would kind of do a disservice to try and put together a two-hour movie when we're putting together 22 hours of great content. And I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
Especially last night, watching the Flash-Arrow crossover, it felt like the first time you saw the Avengers, and it was like, they're all on the screen together!
Yeah, that was a cool moment.
Oh!
That was a cool moment.
It was a
moment.
Lot of fun.
I enjoyed it. Also, S.H.I.E.L.D. came on last night, and they dropped this crazy bomb. If you don't want to be spoiled for S.H.I.E.L.D., then turn off your radio right now. But I'm guessing that nobody really cares about S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Even though it's a great show and people should be watching it.
It is a good show. I enjoy it.
They confirmed that the blue guy in the first season, that they took the blood or whatever out of, and they put it in the Coulson, and it helped him come back to life. And then the same thing with Agent Sky or whatever, is a Kree.
Mm-hmm.
This is why that's important. The Kree is this alien race. So it's funny because this little TV show that nobody's cared about, but it's gotten so much better since Captain America the Winter Soldier came out. It's gotten so much better. Now they're using this show to tie in, eventually they'll tie in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, the rest of the Marvel Universe, sort of, through this show. And they'll introduce a huge, like, the biggest concept that got introduced last night was the fact that these are possibly Inhumans, which is a movie that's coming out in 2018 for Marvel. They announced
which
it.
Which is crazy. They're already teasing this.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
That's a big thing, too, because people were wondering how this was going to play out. And the director said, hang on, boop. Or the writer, his name is, where is his name? I can't remember anything. Yeah, Jed Whedon, who is Joss Whedon's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's the writer. And he said, there's always stuff coming. Right now, we're on Skye's journey with her. Anything she learns, hopefully it resonates with the audience. She doesn't know what to think. She got mixed signals. And Raina, who is this freaky girl, is not exactly the most trustworthy person, but it seems like she's telling what she believes. And he says, you will see how this Kree fact that we all know now plays out. Whoa. This is just a big deal because I've been wondering how they're going to do the Inhumans. Because it's kind of like mutant, sort of, but not really. And this makes sense. This is how they're going to bring them in.
Yeah.
Slowly through the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show that nobody cares about.
I'm enjoying it, but I will say, Marvel, what they're doing right now with this TV show is a very slow burn.
Oh, it is.
You're going to have to remember stuff from like 4 years ago. I always had such a hard time with like previously on a TV show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, good. They're giving us this recap because I don't even remember who that character is. And now it's like, this is potentially for a movie 4 years in the future. This is how we kickstart it. I'm like, dang, dude.
Well, we're just seeing the very beginning.
So much!
Just the very beginning. So we'll see what happens. Because it'll get more and more and crazy and crazy. Blah, 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 blah.
Speaking of crazy, yesterday, DC, Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers had a huge announcement.
Yes,
and we both kind of freaked out because, man, a Batman villain is coming to the big screen, and to be honest, not a lot of people thought he should come back after what happened to Heath Ledger.
It's true.
Yesterday it was confirmed.
Confirmed.
They are making a Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
We've talked about Suicide Squad. I love the comic.
And they confirmed the movie a few months ago, but then all these casting rumors started floating around.
Right.
And it turns out that most of those rumors were true. So, Suicide Squad.
It's coming.
It'll feature Will Smith, that's right, Big Willie style, as Deadshot, who is this dude with the eyeball and he can shoot anything.
He already wrote the title track for the film.
What's it called?
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
In the house. Oh. In the place to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Clean up your room. Kids. And not only does it have Will Smith, but it's also going to have Tom Hardy,
yeah,
who played Bane in The Dark Knight Rises.
Man.
He's playing Rick Flagg. It's going to have Margot Robbie, who played the girl in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
She's playing Harley Quinn.
Which is huge.
Yeah, Dawn is so stoked because that's her favorite comic character is Harley Quinn. And the biggest news, probably, Jared Leto is confirmed to be the Joker.
Yeah, Jared Leto, frontman of 30 Seconds to Mars, confirmed casted as the Joker.
Confirmed.
Ah! It's going to be executive produced by Geoff Johns.
That's crazy. And the guy that's writing and directing it, David Ayer, he's the guy that did that movie Training Day with Denzel.
Okay, so for those that don't know, Suicide Squad, I love this comic book because the idea is this. You know, they've kind of had Suicide Squad a little bit in the Arrow TV show, so if you watch that, you kind of know what it is. But Suicide Squad, basically a bunch of bad guys,
mm-hmm,
who, for whatever reason, find themselves locked up in prison or, you know, on the run. There's a secret government agency that gets a hold of them, and it's basically like, hey, you're a criminal, you're already on death row, you're never getting out of here, so here's what we'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to offer you redemption in the form of helping us out. And so it's called the Suicide Squad because they're basically suicide missions for these evil villains who are wanting to do good?
Good?
Or they're just wanting to escape prison.
And they think that Geoff Johns has hinted, and David Ayer, the director, Geoff Johns, the executive producer, they've hinted at the plot because Geoff Johns tweeted, could not be more excited for the cast of Squad. And then he says, JFO Strander's run is one of the best and most underrated in comics history, in his opinion. Start reading. Now, that run that he's talking about happened, it lasted about 70 issues between the late 80s and early 90s, and it really, really defined the Suicide Squad. It was kind of their first go at everything.
Oh, man.
And then David Ayer, the director, said, can bad people do good things?
Mm.
Hashtag Suicide Squad. Now, also, there's a couple of more people that they're trying to get in the movie. And those people are Amanda Waller.
Oh, that'd
She's
be great.
The person that assembles it.
Yeah.
And right now, the...
Oprah!
Yeah, the three that are in line for that are Viola Davis from The Help, Octavia Spencer from Snowpiercer, and I think she was in The Help, too, and Oprah Winfrey.
Snowpiercer would have been a really different movie.
It would have been a very yellow movie.
This time we're going yellow.
This time. The world is yellow. Don't drink. Don't eat the snow. Don't eat it. But each of those people would be great for Amanda Waller.
Oprah?
I think she would do a good job. I really do. I really do.
No, Oprah!
She was the color purple. Do you remember that? She was awesome. You just don't like Oprah. Anyway, another person, they're trying to get Jesse Eisenberg to come as Lex Luthor.
You get a new mission, and you get a mission, and you get a mission! I don't want Oprah, man.
I hope she's in it.
No!
I hope they cast her.
I just say Nopra.
I hope they cast her so you'll eat your words and be like, dang it, she did really good and I'm mad about it.
Oh, man, it's got to be like, I'm trying to think who would be awesome in that.
Either of these other ladies would be great.
Man.
Viola Davis or Octavia Spencer.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're awesome. Yeah, and they're trying to get Lex Luthor, Jesse Eisenberg.
Angela Bassett.
And I think they would be... They would be very wise to get Lex Luthor in this mix because it would tie it into the Batman Superman movie and probably...
And that's what they want to do.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
Warner Brothers really wants to tie it all together, minus the TV stuff, which is bumming me out because honestly, after last night's Flash and Arrow crossover, I feel like they could be on the big screen with everybody.
I think they could too.
So anyway, Suicide Squad news. It's a big deal. Be listening for all of the updates on that. I'm telling you guys, there's a lot of movies that are coming out, and we want to highlight some so that we can go, hey, in 4 years, we'll just say
you heard it here first.
We told you so.
We told you.
We told you it's going to be good.
Told y'all we wasn't lame.
Really excited about that. Of course, Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now, there's a rumor circulating that we're going to get a full feature-length Star Wars trailer coming up with Age of Ultron.
Should be cool.
I might have to just walk in late.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to see any trailers.
I like them. It makes me more excited. I get excited about everything. I get so excited about everything in this world.
I just want to see it for the first time when I'm watching the movie. Trailers tend to ruin stuff. Although J.J. Abrams does a really good job not ruining anything with his trailers. So.
And Abrams we trust when it comes to that thing. Also, they released the official synopsis for The Fantastic Four.
And
if there's one movie that I think could be a colossal failure,
yes,
it's The Fantastic Four. But it could be awesome. You never know, because the guy that's directing it is the same guy that did that movie Chronicle.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
That was such a great movie.
That movie came out of left field and was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. But I don't know, man. The Fantastic Four movie, the things that I've heard about it and that they've confirmed, like Dr. Doom is essentially just some hacker guy.
Yeah.
And that's like his screen name, Doom. Come on.
It's because he was a huge fan of the video game.
Lame. Can I say it again?
Lame.
Yeah. Who knows, though?
Is it getting to a point of overkill?
I wonder about that, because if you look at this schedule on this comicbookmovie.com.
Yeah.
They have a CBM calendar, comic book movie calendar, and it's got all of the ones that are coming out for the next... until 2018.
Gosh.
And it's ridiculous how many movies.
We got a lot coming out, man.
I mean, you have not only do you have the whole Marvel slate, which once we're in 2017, it's three movies in 2017, three movies in 2018. Three movies from Marvel.
Yeah.
So you got one early in the year, one in the summer, and one in the fall. Jeez.
Yeah.
And then you've got DC. They're catching up. They're going to be two movies from them each year.
Yep.
And then you've got the X-Men universe. There's going to be movies from them and Fantastic Four. And Spider-Man at some point. I don't know what's going on with Spider-Man.
Now, there's another movie that is in pre-production right now that's not even on the list that I will tell you all right now will probably be my favorite.
What?
One of my top 10 favorite movies of all time, Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Guillermo del Toro is fascinating and an incredible director.
Mm-hmm.
And he has put in the script... it's finished, it's completed, and handed it to Warner Brothers for a Justice League Dark film. Now, it follows the supernatural element, so Constantine will be in it. There's no word if they're going to try and tie that into the TV series, which, if you're into Hellblazer, the comic book, I get it. If you're into hell, you'll love this show.
You're going to love it! And that's when people quit listening to us. That's when they knew.
Justice League Dark, it's supposed to have Deadman in it. It's supposed to have Constantine, Zatanna, Swamp Thing, who is one of my absolute favorites, and Guillermo del Toro set to direct it. The script is in. I cannot wait, man.
Yeah?
That one is still kind of hush-hush, but the script is already in to Warner Brothers, and it looks like they're moving forward with it, so... move over Pacific Rim 2. Please just start doing Justice League Dark, man!
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I know.
And that ties in, and we'll make a transition now to comic books, because one of the main guys in Justice League Dark is your boy, Swamp Thing.
Yeah, and there was a new Swamp Thing this week. There's a lot of great comics this week for DC, which is crazy that I just said that because we're Marvel kids. But,
weird!
Swamp Thing number 37 this week. I gotta say, Charles Soule, when he first took over, I was like, how is he gonna do a decent job? Because Scott Snyder had one of the best runs on Swamp Thing ever, and I feel like this is rivaling it because...
really?
Yes.
Wow.
This issue, you get a new avatar of the machines. There's the green, there's the red, there's the gray, there's the black, and now there's a new... entity, if you will. There's a whole new force.
Okay.
And that's the machines. The machines are trying to take over, so think Terminator style.
The machine.
They got an avatar of the machines, and she is out to take out Swamp Thing, and it's really setting up what could be an epic story. Constantine makes an appearance in the latest issue of Swamp Thing. I'm not saying anything more than that. It was fantastic. Speaking of supernatural, Hellboy and the BPRD, the Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense.
Normal.
Yeah. You know, there's a new number one, Hellboy and the BPRD 1952 releases today, and it follows his very first mission. And I got to tell you right now, guys, if you're into that, it's an excellent comic.
Ooh.
It's before all the crazy insanity that is Hellboy. It's like, oh, here's this guy, and he, you know, he's a good guy, but he was made in a really bad way.
Yeah.
So can he be good? And this is back, kind of like a prequel, back to when he was a teenager, and he was setting out on his first mission to try and save and help others, but they don't really know his character other than he was born in hell.
Oh.
Can he do any good?
I feel like that's going to deter some people.
Yeah, so nobody trusts him, and he's just a kid, and it set up very nicely for what could be an incredible story. Mike Mignola, who created him, is, of course, writing, and I absolutely loved it. I think it could be a great series.
Cool.
There's a lot of number ones this week that came out.
A lot of them.
A brand new series from Gail Simone, which I got to tell you, one of my favorite comics in recent years was Secret Six. It ended, sadly, when the new 52 kicked off, but it was kind of the new Suicide Squad. So it's like bad guys kind of doing good things, kind of vigilantes. And this new series is a completely different direction. Don't want to spoil too much. Basically, six bad guys end up in a box.
Mm.
They don't know how they got there.
In a box.
There's no escape.
In a box.
Words kind of pop up on a screen. They have 15 minutes to answer the question, or one of them dies.
Ooh.
And so it's kind of like this weird Saw-like.
Yeah.
It's really weird and interesting and fantastic because the original writer, Gail Simone, is back for a whole new Secret Six series. So I'm really excited for that one. There are a few others in DC. Brand new Batman Detective Comics this week. Brand new Grayson this week, following along with Dick Grayson, the original Robin. And they were fun. They were good.
Yeah.
My highlight, I guess, for DC would have to be Grayson. Because it's just a one-shot, a mission goes awry, he's stranded in the desert with a baby, and it's all about him walking through the desert with this child.
Wow.
And not giving up. He can't give up. His squad is kind of like falling to the wayside and dying.
Whoa.
As they're going through this issue, but he refuses.
Living.
Yes, because he has to.
That's cool.
For this child, because it's not about him, it's about something else, something greater than himself. And so it was really a great issue about what you live for.
Nice.
What you are willing to fight for, what you're willing to die for. And I know coming up in Shock Therapy Live, we're going to talk a little bit about that because there are those that proclaim certain things and stand up and say that they're willing to fight and die for certain things. But what happens when the rubber meets the road, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an issue really based around that. So I thought it was a fantastic issue. I really enjoyed it.
Neat.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I read Superior Iron Man number 2, and I'm glad I did. Because Superior Iron Man has moved out to San Francisco, and that's where Daredevil lives now. And so you get to see them clashing because Iron Man's become just a...
He's a bad dude.
He's an idiot, and he's being a jerk. And he's invented this program, and it's extremist. So if you saw Iron Man 3, you kind of know what I'm talking about. But what this does is he's got it to where people can download it on their phone, and then it makes them kind of the perfect version of themselves. It fixes, like, their inadequacies, even physical appearance. It makes them into superior people, like Tony Stark, how he sees himself.
Right.
And so he threw it out there for free, and all these people were like, oh, and they were better versions of themselves. And then he took it away and said, if you want to keep doing this, it's going to cost this much per day, per month, blah, blah, blah. So he totally businessmanned it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was just genius, because you kind of see, I mean, that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
But then you kind of see the fallout. Because you have all these people that can't afford it, and they've perfected themselves, and they start mistreating other people. And then you have the people that want to perfect themselves that can't afford it,
right.
And then crime starts going up because they're trying to steal money so they can get this thing and be the perfect version of themselves. So the issue starts off with this kid robbing this girl, and Daredevil breaks it up, and then like he picks up the gun, and there's no bullets, and the kid's like, I would never actually shoot somebody. But it's like, dude, you just almost,
right.
You know. And so Daredevil's like, this has to stop. So he confronts Tony Stark. Tony Stark beats the crap out of him. And then we see the interaction between Daredevil and Iron Man for the rest of the issue. And you see how they're two... You have polar opposite ideals here. Because Daredevil's like, you have to see what's happening. You see what you're doing, right? You're making this perfect society. Your utopia, if you will. But it's really just making everything worse. It's not perfecting anything. It's making everybody worse. And that's pretty cool. And then twist ending at the end, I'm not going to say what happens.
Okay.
It came out last week, but then Tony does something to Matt Murdock, and it's like, oh, man.
I'm really excited about this series because you see what happens when we try and play God. When we say, man, how many times in our lives, in our faith, do we assess a situation and say, if only A, B, and C, then everything would be perfect. If only I had that job, if only I had this look, if only I had that car, if only I had whatever it is that we think will fix our situation, because we're trying to play God and say, this is what is going to make existence, if you will, perfect.
Yeah.
It's cool to see that even the heroes, no matter how grand you think you are, Tony Stark is thinking he's superior, the superior Iron Man. He can fix society, and yet he's just a mortal dude, and it's in his image that he's creating everything,
yeah.
and everything's falling apart because it's
looks
shallow.
Great. It looks great on the outside, but then on the inside, you just see the real desires bubbling up. And that hits home with me because I'm so guilty of that. I get caught up in like, well, if I had this, what I really need is just another world. I need another universe. That I can have access to, and I can just jump between the two, you know. Oh, yeah, now I'm living. Oh, now I'm over here. Whoa. That's what I need, man.
That's what you need.
That's all you need.
It'd just be perfect.
It's true. That's totally what the book's speaking to, and that's an important thing. So I'm kind of, that makes me stoked about Superior Iron Man.
Yeah.
I don't like how he all of a sudden just made this switch. Because he went from Tony Stark, and then Axis happened, and now he's like, bah!
Now I'm a bad guy.
I'm a bad guy, and I don't care. Like, usually there would be some kind of... you know, blow back even within himself to where he's going, am I really doing the right thing?
Right.
Should I? Because I am a
hero.
Well,
he's under a spell, man. That's what happens when when Doctor Strange and the Scarlet Witch get together.
That's true.
They make powerful spells.
They do. And speaking of being under a spell, yesterday I was like, I need to get this Thanos versus Hulk book because Jim Starlin wrote it, and he's the man, and he's the guy that did really good with Thanos. And here's my thing. I might just be a new school comic book guy, but Jim Starlin is boring to me. And that's what it all boils down to.
There you
now,
go.
Now, not saying that he shouldn't be respected or whatever. So if you're old school out there and you're like, how could you say
sci-fi
that?
Sci-fi and comics.
Because he totally is the guy that made Marvel Cosmic happen.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
He's the big force behind Thanos.
You got Silver Surfer in there.
Yeah, he made up a lot of these characters. So props to him for that. But, I can't make it through his books. They're so boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
Dude, which, speaking of boring, our boy Max was like, you've got to read this. Matt Fraction, an incredible writer. Mm-hmm. He did an amazing run on Invincible Iron Man. He's just one of the best in the business as a writer. He is rewriting the Odyssey as a sci-fi epic. And we're like, ooh.
That could be cool.
That sounds fantastic. It came out on Image Comics, and it's issue number one, and it's Matt Fraction, and it's space and sci-fi.
Space is cool.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I wanted to punch myself in the face. So anyways, all that being said, Thanos versus Hulk and the new Odyssey comic.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man.
Not so much.
Yeah. Odyssey is spelled O-D-Y-C. I should have known immediately. Like, come on, dude.
Oh, come on. You changed the spelling.
Odyssey.
You changed the spelling.
It's like Jodeci. I'd rather listen to Jodeci, than read this comic book.
See, I'd rather listen to Casey and JoJo.
Casey and JoJo, man.
All my life, I never want to read a Jim Starlin comic again.
Dude, it's rough. It's hard.
It
you got to be like really deep into sci-fi.
Ugh.
Apparently, we are not as nerdy as we thought because
I can't handle it. Now, okay, that's a thing. That's a thing. If you love space stuff and you're a nerd, then you might love Thanos versus Hulk.
Yeah.
Because what's happened is the Hulk has gotten kidnapped by this Pip the Troll person who can go between universes and teleport and whatnot. And then Thanos is like, what's his interest in the Hulk? I'm Thanos. And now. Oh, it's so boring. I don't care. This was a mistake.
That was me halfway through the Odyssey book. I'm like, trying. Gosh,
I'm trying, guys. I'm just trying
so
to get through,
hard.
Man.
Skim. Boring! I'm done!
That's what happens.
I'm out!
When we start skimming, it's like,
nope.
Checked out.
Quit. Okay, not all of them are gems, guys.
Not all of them.
Which is why you need to know what to read and what not to read.
And that's why we're here trying to help, man.
Yeah, man. So, Superior Iron Man, fantastic.
Yeah. I think that's going to be an interesting series. I do think there's things they need to fix.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like they went into it guns blazing a little too hardcore. But the whole thing with him and with Iron Man and Daredevil is fleshing it out pretty good.
All right.
Because Daredevil, he's kind of like, I love the Daredevil series. I've talked about that. And he's in San Francisco, which is this whole new environment for him. So he's a man out of, like, fish out of water. And now he's got Tony Stark. And they set it up perfectly because Tony Stark's new headquarters is, like, built on top of Alcatraz. And then Daredevil's like, well, that's fitting.
Right.
Because it's this bright, shiny new thing on top of, like, the worst prison ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just dilapidated and whatever. And it's totally, like, whitewashed fence.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. So I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
My pick this week is definitely Secret Six number one. Gail Simone. I don't know what's going on yet. I'm really excited about it. It was a great issue one. You don't have to know anything about previous bad guys or who any of the characters are. They're kind of introducing some new ones. They're bringing back some old ones. So if you are a Secret Six fan previously, you're going to love it. Definitely, I mean, my number one this week.
There's a character called Catman.
And he's awesome.
I gotta be in that. I gotta know what he's about.
He's pretty much the bad guy Batman. But he's Catman.
Have you seen my hand here?
He'll tear you apart.
This is Beans.
Yeah, see?
Scratching the crap out of me. Look at that.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, Beans.
There you go.
You know what we didn't watch last night?
What?
We watched so much stuff last night, and we didn't watch the Toy Story special.
Toy Story Out of Time or whatever.
Or
what was
the
it?
The Toys
Beyond
That
time?
Time Forgot.
Toys That Time
the
Forgot.
The Toy Story That Time Forgot.
Toy Story That Time
Which, one of my favorite movies growing up was The Land That Time Forgot. It was about dinosaurs. It was one of the only movies that had a Styracosaurus in it. Styracosaurus was my favorite dinosaur, and it had one. And so I was like, oh!
We caught like 2 minutes of it last night.
We did.
And we were mad at ourselves because we had S.H.I.E.L.D. and Arrow and Sons and too much TV, and we missed the Toy Story.
We did. Well, but I'm sure they'll re-air.
Oh, they have to. They have to. It was great. A brand new Toy Story with everybody back making a return.
Yep.
Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, everybody
all
reprising
the
roles.
The voice actors, yeah.
Yeah, we missed it. We apologize.
Dang it.
I know. Hey, coming up in 13 minutes, a brand new Shock Therapy Live with our boy, Pastor Nate Heitzig. Phone lines have been up, they've been down, they're hot and they're cold, they're yes and they're no.
So send an email.
Yes, please.
Maybe
do.
That's the best bet. Maybe if you have a question for him, post it on our Facebook or send an email. Mm-hmm. You can try to call in, but you might not get through. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, studio@mystaticradio.com is the email address. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. We already have a couple email questions.
We do.
I believe both dealing with relationships,
yes,
right?
Yes, and they are lengthy.
Yes, we will absolutely get into both of those coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But again, if you have a question, if you maybe you're dealing with something right now, you need some advice, you need some help, we promise to keep it anonymous.
Yeah.
We know that a lot of times these questions on Shock Therapy Live are sensitive, so we just want to be here to provide biblical answers to whatever is going on in your world. So send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Quick break. I'm coming back. Shock Therapy Live.
Woo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.